Opinions expressed on ACB Media are those of the content creators and should not be assumed to reflect product endorsements or the views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
And all the people around them, while they say kind things to them, they have no confidence in them. They take it for granted that they can't do things. And to tell the truth, in most homes, they are discouraged not to do things. Mm-hmm. They're discouraged, yes, not against doing anything. My dad always wanted me to be careful. I mustn't go a little wet here, and mustn't go there, and I must stay away from the well, and all that sort of stuff. And of course, that stimulated me to go all the more. I had, I think, my chief merit was I never did. I never felt bound to do what he told me. And of course, in a little while, they gave it up. They quit telling me that I shouldn't do this and the other because they saw me go do it. And after a while, they had to feel they'd go out tell me. They would tell me, there's some horses out there in the barn hadn't been curried this morning. Would like to go out and curry them. And at first they wouldn't have dared to let me go to the barn alone around the horses and all that sort of thing. But so that I always advise blind children not to obey their parents, because they never get anywhere if they do.
Well, good evening and welcome back, everyone, to the CCB convention. My name is Andrea DeKlotz. I am the co-chair of the convention committee, along with our newly elected president, Sarah Harris. We welcome you to our banquet festivities this evening. And I am going to let Sarah tell you what is on the menu, because she's the one who worked with the caterers on this.
Sarah,
what are we eating? Yeah.
Okay. Well. First of all, I just have to say thank you, Noel Perry, for that great introduction. We brought him back just for tonight for everybody, just so you know. And so tonight, what we have on our menu is a lot of fun. We're going to hear another one of our great Hall of Fame vignettes. We're going to hear from our president, Gabe Griffith, and we are going to also have a little bit of fun with and start thinking of these things. So we want to hear fun CCB memories. It doesn't have to be convention, like just anything that you can think of that's, you know, kind of quirky, kind of fun, something that happened. And I think that that's going to be a really, really good joy to add to our convention here. And then we are going to roll into all of our awards, and then we got a surprise at the end. So I think it's going to be great. And then, Steve, if you'd like to go ahead and cue up our Hall of Fame number 12.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame History Project as we celebrate our 90th anniversary.
I would like to start off with Dorothy Glass, also well known by the name of Dolly. She was born in 1897. Dolly's family were on a ranch outside of Manteca, California. She was born with low vision. At the age of 6, she lost what residual vision she had and was totally blind. Her family had no idea how she, as a blind adult, would be able to support herself. or how to treat her. So they decided just to raise her just like the rest of their children. And this meant that Dolly learned ranch chores and then even rode horses, climbed trees, very active. At the age of 12, she went to the what was known at the time as the California School for the Deaf, Dumb, and Blind. She told blind staff members that she really was interested in going into cosmetology. The school could not find any courses at the time for her to take, but they did find in the local Berkeley community classes she could take in massage. And so she went through those courses and was very competent at the work. However, when she did graduate from the school, she could not get any jobs. That didn't stop Dolly. She decided, well, I'm going to go and get training in cosmetology, which she did. As you might expect, she found that there weren't salons willing to take on a blind cosmetologist. Therefore, what she did was she opened her own salon in Manteca, and she had one other chair in the salon where a fully sighted cosmetologist who did some of the types of things that she couldn't do and became a very successful businesswoman. As time went on, she decided that she'd move to Sonora and open a larger shop where she had up to 11 employees who worked for her. She did quite well, even during the Depression. While doing that, she was very involved in community and women's causes, including the blind movement. She was one of the individuals who was present during the October 6, 1934 meeting, elected as a member of the executive committee. The National Federation of the Blind in 1942 became a public relations representative. She became very successful in doing this work. She got involved with a lot of the issues that the labor unions were pushing. This started to become of concern to the Federation, and that was kind of the beginning of the parting of Dolly with the National Federation of the Blind. She eventually decided to close her shop and open up a professional answering service. She was a member of the Associated Blind of California after the split took place in 1961. Sometimes she'd be at the late evening get-togethers that Kathy Skivers would have in her room. She always kept on telling us, don't give up. There's always a way that you can go ahead. She was not a formal mentor, but gave us all encouragement as we would start thinking about our own careers after graduation from university or college, and passed away in 1988.
I am so thrilled to share that I knew someone from the Hall of Fame pretty well. Her name was Linda Bartis, and I worked closely with her when I worked with the Sacramento Society for the Blind, talking about different things we wanted to see happen between State Department of Rehabilitation and the Society for the Blind, talking about blindness in general. And I never knew she was a member of the American Council of the Blind, but I'm glad that I got to know her. And you know way more about her than I do.
Yes, Regina, I did know Linda well. I had the honor to have her as one of my good friends for over 54 years. She died in 2014, and I was at her bedside at that moment. She was CCB's paid legislative advocate starting in 1968, and she worked for the organization for several years. That was her introduction to advocacy work, which she carried on well into her years with the Department of Rehabilitation, where she rose to the level of deputy director. That she was in the department that oversees blindness and deaf and other programs. and she served under Catherine Campisi. She would often, she couldn't legally or from her position, she couldn't advocate herself, but she could slip us information, which she used to do all the time. You know, psst, Jeff, we need to work on this. And that's often what she would do in order to make her voice known and to get advocacy working for all of us. Linda, we love you.
Let me say a few things about Elmer Chapson. Again, he's not one that I knew intimately, but I knew him, and every time I saw him, I was laughing. He was a very funny guy. One thing I want to say about Elmer Chapson is he's one of the triumvirate, one of the three people in our group who was born in 1925. The other two were Kathy Skivers and Winifred Downing. They were all in 1925. Elmer was primarily a rehab counselor, a leader of a lot of the young people in the organization. He was also a person who leads the folks along who need leading. I found that he had in his retinue people who had other issues besides blindness. One of them was people who speak Spanish. I believe he was a pretty good Spanish speaker, and he dealt with a lot of youngsters that spoke Spanish and got them going on a good way toward employment. I also know that he was involved with the kids who had rubella. You know, if your mother had rubella when you were born, you have this syndrome that's not just blindness. It's hearing impairment, and it can be mental retardation, and it can be heart problems. He became kind of the leader of those folks.
The third person that I'd like to honor is Rob Turner, who, yes, is my husband. And quite frankly, we met each other and really got to know each other through CCB. Rob has been an active member of CCB since the 1970s when he was a student leader. All throughout the years, both in Southern California and Northern California, Rob has served as a leader and a board president, a board secretary, a board member for many chapters in Southern California and Northern California. Rob's background in technology is a fine example of the talent that he brings to this organization. He was a member of the Phoenix Committee when CCB needed to find out how it is that we can remain relevant. This committee was formed, and quite frankly, that's where the concept of virtual conventions was born. Through his technology of helping us all to navigate the world of Zoom, and through his leadership on the convention committee, Rob has helped us be able to stay connected during times when in-person was not possible, and now to continue our connections with each other so that we stay connected through the virtual world so we can continue to do our work in our community, both as far as advocacy and helping to bring together and grow leadership in our organization. And quite frankly, to be able to help us to remain as true advocates throughout California for the blind and low vision community.
Donald Wilkinson, no relation, although one time when I met him in the Oakland airport, I got to fly first class because they thought I was with him and he was flying first class. Don Wilkinson's claim to fame, and it's a good one, is that he was a blind judge. He lived in the Eureka area, and I assume he was one of the first, perhaps the first, blind judge in California.
We'll be back later with another episode from our Hall of Fame History Project.
Oh, gosh. These things are just so great. Oh, my goodness. And I have to say that the other thing that I want to say a little nice thing about Rob here, because I really appreciate Rob, and he's our voice of reason a lot of times in CCB. He thinks about things before he speaks, and I really appreciate that most definitely. So now I'm going to hand it over to President Gabe Griffith to make some remarks. Gabe, are you ready?
No, I don't want to follow those Hall of Fame presentations. I got nothing better.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, ain't got nothing better, but do want to just talk about a few things here. So, on a personal note, I can't believe it's been 4 years now since y'all first elected me as your president. It's been a good 4 years, and it's been a tough 4 years. Thing about it is getting kind of emotional here. It's been great. Just the honor of serving this great organization and trying to carry on a tradition of a lot of these folks we've been hearing about these last few days. Been tough, obviously, with what's happened as far as our CCB or our nonprofit status. Because of that, not being able to do a lot of things that we wanted to do as far as setting up partnerships and exploring some of those different possible revenue streams. I do want to definitely thank Lisa for her probably, a million hours or so at least of time that she's put in working to try to get us back on track, get our books up to date and straightened out and get everything submitted. Obviously, there's really no update on that since we reported at the last board meeting. As we've continued to say, as soon as there is anything to report, it'll be shouted from the rooftops, whether it's in the next week or the next 3 months. But your board is going to be meeting and discussing options of where we go from here. So, whether it's getting a legislator involved, whether it's having to file a new name or whatever drastic measures we have to do, we will get this straightened out. And like I said, if it's in the next few months, then great. If not, then I'm sure Sarah and Lisa will work great together to make sure we do that. As far as our membership, this is on that note of not such great news, but our membership is continuing to dwindle. We're down into the 400s as far as our membership goes now, our membership numbers are. So I think that's one thing that, after our elections last night with Sarah and Guillermo and everybody that was reelected and, this organization is in great shape. We have great leadership. We have great membership. And, everybody's going to work together to pull through this and we will get it turned around. We will, I do believe that we will see our membership numbers grow again, hopefully soon, but we will do that. All of that being said, I do want to kind of spend a couple of minutes here highlighting some of the things we've done. And obviously, all of our chapters are finding ways to do things in their communities, whether it's just being out in the community going to a restaurant as a group, or our Capital chapter putting on their Country of the Blind event. Our chapters have done great things all up and down the state. So, chapters have been finding ways to do things. And I think this year we are going to find ways to do fundraising. We are going to do things to find ways to bring in funds. So that is definitely one thing that we are going to do this year one way or another. On the legislative side, we've had a very successful few years. If my memory serves correct, I think it was AB 371, but I'm the first to admit I am horrible at, I'm probably the worst person as far as being able to actually remember bills and the proper numbers, but I think I remember this one. It's the one about the scooters. Gene Lozano did a bunch of work, Jeff, Regina, myself, and definitely others were very involved in that one. We helped to get AB 2480 passed, which allowed further DOR funding for people, not in that older individual category. So folks from 18 to 54, I think it is. So I know my outside of CCB, I do have a job outside of CCB, but in my paid job, I know that we've gotten some of that funding at the Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco, because I've personally actually done work with folks that have been funded through that that revenue source. But so I'll admit I feel like I've benefited from it, but also many of our members and or just blind folks that are not part of our membership have benefited from that, being able to get services that that they may not have otherwise gotten. I think it was AB 1999 that Sarah helped me off, and I'm wrong here, but I believe that would have done it didn't pass, but we sure fought and got close. But I believe it would have helped in some mental health areas. As we heard last night, we've got a bill going right now that has a very, very good shot at getting through with prescription drug labeling, prescription labeling, and getting that in an accessible format. I think that's something that is long overdue that we've talked about for a few years, and it's finally looking like it's going to come to fruition. Accessible voting. You heard the other night, was that just last night? I think it was just last night that, we had a great talk about accessible voting and what's going on there. And, finally moving forward, and looks, hopefully we'll have a good shot at having a way to do, we've had accessible voting for years. I should talk about or be specific and say that accessible remote voting and being able to do returns on that. I know one of our things, mandates from a resolution several years ago was to talk about past resolutions of past years. I am going to skip over that for tonight. I think what we're going to do is over the next couple of months at board meetings, just entice y'all to come to them. I'm going to work with our current resolutions chairs, and we're going to put together some reports on those. And also maybe even some other committee reports, because that's something that has been long overdue that I think it's something that we should work on is having reports from all of our wonderful committees. Come listen to board meetings in the next couple of months and hear some of those reports, hear updates on what we're doing with resolutions, because we want to bring people in that can talk about it probably a lot more knowledgeably than I can here in the few minutes. So before I turn it back to our host for this evening, I want to thank a few people and committees. So definitely thank you to the convention planning committee, as well as the technical operations groups, for working together, planning this committee, this convention, because it would help if my fingers did not tell my brain what I'm reading and should say. But for working on this convention, getting all the planning done, getting everything up on the website to be able to do. So thank you to all of them. And just like our resolutions committee, bylaws committee, these are committees that don't work a lot throughout the year necessarily, for resolutions and bylaws anyway. But for the work they do in these last month or so, work pretty hard. Our membership committee has been doing a lot lately, and that's great, under the leadership of Joe Green. So thank you, Joe, for that. Just like I said, we have some great committees. We have great membership. even so, I would say that kind of my bottom line for, that I take away from this right now is, yes, our membership is dwindling, but the members we have are great and very committed to this organization. And even though things haven't looked so great the last few years, I think we are, I think it is going to turn around. And I think we do have great people in place. So on a personal note, like I said, it's been a wonderful ride these last few years. I'm definitely not going away. I will be as involved in this organization as our president-elect will allow me and wants me to be. On occasion, maybe I'll force my way in even when she doesn't want it. But yeah, when has that ever stopped us, right, Sarah? We definitely let each other know what we think.
True. Yeah, very true. Very true.
But it was a tough decision. I really had to do some thinking and praying and looking at my life. As I stated, I now work at the Lighthouse for the Blind, and that was a big change after almost 17 years working at HumanWare. Finally made the decision to step out of that comfort zone and go after a new position. And so I've been for the last about 14 months over at the Lighthouse. And one of the big changes that has meant for me personally, as I've told people, beginning of my day is about the same timing. I walk out the door to go to the bus stop about the same time that I used to be sitting down at my desk to start work. The big difference is at the end of the day, when I used to be off at about 4 o'clock, out the door at 4:01, so to speak, and able to spend a whole evening doing CCB stuff. I now oftentimes am not home until 6 or 6:30. And in case anybody doesn't know, I got married a couple of months ago. And so between working and trying to spend time with my new bride, it just finally was time for me to make that decision to step away and to give time to this new chapter in my life. So thank you, everybody, for all of your support over these last few years. And I love CCB, so I'm not going away. All right, Sarah, I will pass it back to you.
Thank you, Gabe. You know, and I'm so glad we saved that for right now during the banquet, because I think it gave you some time to really think about things and put it all together. It's so beautiful. And I want to thank you for, like I've said many times, I ran into you and then I kept running into you. And
you were stalking me that weekend.
I was not, because I can't see you.
You kept showing up at the meetings I was in and chairing and stuff. So yeah.
How do we know that you may have been the one showing up? Who knows?
My name was.
And I want to congratulate you on your wedding and your marriage, because I think it's really special. It's it's really nice to have a partner to walk through life. And
it is.
And remember, you're in a role now that you didn't even have to get elected to. So you're going to be immediate past president. Okay.
I am. As I said, thank you, everybody, for electing me to Judy's position. So
there you go. Judy gets to take a break and be our fairy godmother and make all these great videos or recordings for us. I keep calling
That's
them
right.
videos.
Yeah. Judy, I'm coming over for lemon bars one day.
Oh, my goodness. I want some lemon bars. Those are my mother's favorite. All right. So enough of our silliness. Right now, we're going to go ahead and see if our Madam Treasurer wants to give us a door prize before we jump into our little fun forum here.
Madam Treasurer just popped into this hat. So let's Woo-hoo! Cue up the spin wheel here.
Wow, talk about great timing.
Great timing. I live with just popped in the door.
This is why we elected her president.
So we're doing a $25 gift card generously provided by Contra Costa. And our winner is Alan Norris. Congratulations, Alan.
Woohoo! Congratulations, Alan. And I have to say that music makes me want to put on my Barbie doll heels and like dance around and strut down the street. Oh my, it's kind of silly. All right. So my friends who are out there on Zoom, we want to hear your fun CCB memories. I want to remind you, when you raise your hand and leave it alone, because when you raise it and you put it back down, it makes things more difficult for our host, and as well as you lose your place in line. So get those hands up. And Steve, who do we have?
Okay, we've got, go ahead, Anna. We've got two raised hands.
Okay, I have a story, but I will let the raised hands people go first. I just thought if you needed time, I would tell a story. But go ahead.
Okay. Let's go with area code 760.
I believe that's Minnie Mouse.
Hello. Hello, everyone. It's Linda Minnie Mouse. I have a really fun story. So in the 90s, I belonged to the Silvergate chapter in San Diego. And one of the things that we did, we provided on our chapter meeting days breakfast, for our members. And Cindy Kaler and Howard Kaler and I would cook the breakfast. The meetings were held at the Blind Community Center. And so I just remember Cindy and I going shopping for all the stuff that we needed for breakfast. And we had these huge backpacks and we would cram them with eggs and bagels and fruit. I mean, you could feel these big melons and oranges and bananas sticking out of the backpack, and we'd carry them on the bus. And I mean, the backpack stuck out. People were running into us as we, you know, as they would get on the bus. We really couldn't sit down because our backpacks were so full and so heavy. But it was a labor of love, and we had access to the stove. I would scramble the eggs, and Howard and Cindy would cut fruit and set up the table, set, you know, plate settings, and we would charge for the breakfast. And we had a lot of people coming in, and that's a way we got new members, too. So, you know, food always brings people in. So that's one of my fondest memories of being a part of that chapter in the 90s. Thanks.
Thank you, Linda. That's so much fun. And it's the pre-DoorDash world, right? We had to carry everything around.
The other thing was that it showed other, you know, it showed members and people who were newly blind that they could cook. That was a huge stove, so that we can cook, that we can shop, that we can do all the things necessary to make a nice breakfast for people.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Linda.
All right, next up we have Nicolette Noyes.
Oh, hi there.
Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
I owe you a phone call.
Yes, you do. Anyway, I know you've been very busy. I've been a member of the California Council of the Blind San Francisco chapter for I don't know how many years, probably about 25. And I was also a member of the Golden Gate chapter. And the Golden Gate chapter, we used to have fundraisers at this this assisted living place in San Francisco that had a huge room and had a kitchen on the side. And I can't remember whether the San Francisco chapter did the same thing or not. But when my granddaughter was very young, I took her everywhere with me until she had to start going to school. And she was a mascot at the lighthouse. but she was also kind of the mascot for the CCB fundraisers. And so what she would do is, well, what happened, what started it, I think, was somebody dropped a ring during one of the fundraisers under the table, and nobody could find it. Nobody could see it. So I sent Sasha over and I said, go find the ring, it's on the floor somewhere. And she finally found it and she was able to give it back to the owner. And then, of course, we usually played bingo at the end. And her great fun from the time she could crawl was going around picking up the bingo chips. And so she did that till she was about 15. Every time we played bingo at a fundraiser or at the lighthouse. So she was also a mascot at the lighthouse. But it was always so much fun to have this little kid around because she was such a great little kid. She was so happy all the time. And she would sit on anybody's lap and give people hugs and whatnot. And a lot of the people in the CCB at that time in the both chapters and the lighthouse were elderly. And some people hadn't hugged a child for many, many years. So she was a real joy to everybody, and lots and lots of good memories for that. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Okay, Andrea.
Okay. Yours. This is a story that involves my ex-husband. So it's kind of an old story because I've been divorced now almost 7 years, but we were at a convention in Sacramento with a friend of ours that some of you know, she may even be listening, Debbie Kessler. And Debbie had at that time, I believe we were in Sacramento. I'm almost sure it was Sacramento. Cause we drove up there once, we had a van. And so we took Debbie with us. And, cause my husband had relatives up there and he wanted to visit them while we were there for convention. So Debbie had a dog. Some of you remember her, not the dog she has now, but the dog she had before Heinz. His name was Chaz. And Chaz adored my husband. We always joked that, God forbid, if something happened and she could not keep him, that we would take him. And I'm not a dog person, but he was just a really laid back dog, but he loved my husband. So Debbie's sitting at one of these, all of you know, throughout the lobbies of these hotels, they have these little conversation groupings where they'll have like a low table with chairs around it. And Debbie was sitting at one of them drinking coffee. And we walked into the lobby. And that dog, it's like, oh, my God, there's my buddy. And he gets up and the tail's going and the coffee went everywhere. It flew right off the table. I don't remember if she was eating something, but he cleared that table with his tail. I mean, it was just, and my poor husband, he said, Debbie, I'm so sorry. We weren't even right up to her yet. But he had already gotten up and was like, oh, you know, good. And I know dogs aren't supposed to do that, but this dog, they would come to my house. This is terrible. They would come to my house and he would run in the door, run in the kitchen and immediately drink all the cat's water. And like, it was his bowl. Like he lived there. He was just, it was like he lived at my house. And of course the cats didn't want to touch the bowl unless we washed it, after the dog had finished sliming it up. But that day at the convention was just, oh my God, it was just such a mess. But we were laughing because in a way it was so funny that he was so glad to see Don that he just went nuts. And
he did a coffee fell.
He did. He was like, whoosh, and it was all gone. So Debbie was a really good sport about it too. Thank you, Debbie, if you're listening.
Thank you, Andrea.
Hey, we don't have any more hands right now.
Oh, and I'll tell a little quick one, and Lisa can corroborate this one. I hate that word. I can't ever say it correctly. Okay, so my kid, she was always kind of like the unofficial CCB junior member, and we needed somebody to, volunteer to read the minutes at all the meetings, and so Janir would get the minutes to Carson, and Carson was our minute reader at all of our meetings, and it was just so cute. And then she would go around and she would just help everybody. And we had this one gentleman in our chapter, and he would always give her money. And so she would end up with like all these tips, for helping people out and everything. And I know, Lisa, same thing would happen with you when you were a kid. And, it's a nice memory to go back and think about, her involvement as well and what she did for the organization too.
That's how it all starts, Sarah. You see where I'm at. It's where it all starts.
I know. Any other hands, Steve?
First you collect the money, then you manage the money. Is that
that's, how it works? Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
No more raised hands right now.
All right, then we're going to go ahead and we're going to move on. And so with that, we're going to have Andrea has something special that she's going to read to all of us, and it's from our very dear member who passed away a few years ago, Miss Bonnie Rennie. I had the pleasure of being on the publications committee with her, and she would make anyone that she spoke to feel so special, and it was almost like she was giving you a hug every time that she talked to you. And so, Andrea, go ahead and take it away.
I want to talk for just a minute about Bonnie. I knew Bonnie for many years. I joined CCB in the Orange County chapter in 2002. Bonnie was one of the first people I met. I'm still friends with her husband. I see him pretty regularly. A lot of you remember Bob. Bob was always there to help anybody that needed help. And he and Bonnie were a fabulous team. Bonnie was on the publications committee. She was also a longtime chair of what at that time was called the Senior Blind Committee, I believe. Bonnie was never an officer of CCB, but she was a frequent contributor to the BC. Frequent. If you look over the, you know, the first 20 years of the century, you will see many, many articles by Bonnie. And this was something that it says on the top, 10/9/2016, 4 BC. And I don't know if this was published, but even if it was, I'm going to read it anyway, because her husband let me come over one time during COVID just to look. He said, she has all this Braille material, and I don't know what most of this is. And we were able to weed through some of it. She died actually on July 9th of 2020. So she died right during COVID. And right about the time we'd finished convention, I think that year, our virtual convention. Maybe it wasn't. I guess that was ACB virtual convention was just finishing. But I took one of the, I said, can I take one of these bites? She had these big, if those of you remember the 11 by 11 inch binders, I mean the big binders that we put Braille paper in. And these binders are just crammed full of paper. And I said, can I just take one of these home? And I just picked one at random. And this is something I found in that binder. And I thought it was particularly appropriate for what we've been talking about all weekend. It's called For Those We Have Lost. Of grief, gratitude, and going forward. We are standing on the shoulders of our blind brothers and sisters in CCB, those who went before, caring advocates for their fellow blind, champions of the cause, true comrades in arms, working for equal opportunity, bringing down barriers we face. They did more with positive action. They were not content to complain, merely sound the alarms. So much of what we have, of what we with visual impairments have today, gains in rehabilitation, education, employment, how we're seen and greeted, treated by the communities where we live, came by their efforts, too often standing alone. In the classrooms, legislative halls, services for the blind, carrying their dignity and white cane in hand, they knew society would benefit because we with visual loss have a great deal to give. As we mourn the departure of a fresh batch of pioneers, we can hear our role models' voices calling for action. As the world changes, new battles require us to continue together the good fight. Our mentors urge, keep going forward. Show the sighted the way with leadership and our own brand of light. Thank you, Bonnie.
Oh, that was beautiful. And just so appropriate. Andrea and I talked about this morning, like, oh, wouldn't it be great to read something of Bonnie's? And she's like, well, I have this binder. And she found that, and oh, it's so beautiful. All right. So now that we've all had some tears, we're going to move on to our awards banquet. And starting us off is going to be our president, Gabe Griffith. He's going to give our first two awards of the evening.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. This was a fun time for me, getting in the past hearing them and now being able to be in a position of helping to give them. And before I get started, I want to thank Guillermo Robles for joining me with doing these and helping to put together some of these plaques. So tonight I'm here to give the announcements for the Legislature of the Year Award and the Humanitarian Award. So for the Legislature of the Year Award, many times we've given it to a state legislator. This year, we're stepping out and giving it to a congressional legislator, from California, obviously. let me just read the plaque here, because I think this kind of sums it up in very, very nicely. The 2024 Legislator of the Year Award presented to Congresswoman Anna Eshoo in recognition of her willingness to always listen to the concerns of the blind and low vision community and the legislation she has supported and authored during her 28 years in Congress. So thank you, Congresswoman Eshoo. And as I think Jeff said last night, 28 years is quite a while and is going to be a tough one to fill. So we're going to try and – we don't have a representative from her or either her or anyone from her office here this evening, but I think we're going to try and reach out and maybe maybe have one of them come to maybe a board meeting or something in the future and try to do that there. The next one is our Humanitarian Award. And a couple of very good submissions for this one. And we debated this one for a bit. And our decision was first of all, I want to ask a question, and those up here on the panel, who here loves paratransit and always has great experiences that always go smoothly?
Huh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. So for our 2024 CCB Humanitarian Award, we're presenting it to Kathy Sachin, who is the Sacramento Paratransit Operations Manager. And the plaque and that's the first part of the plaque. And then the other part of the plaque is going to read, in recognition of her willingness to go above and beyond in her service to the blind and low vision community and to people, to people with disabilities in an effort to make the paratransit ridership experience more accessible. Thank you, Kathy. And I believe we have Kathy. So the plaque reads, I'll just do the whole thing real quick. 2024 CCB Humanitarian Award presented to Kathy Sachin, Sacramento Paratransit Operations Manager, in recognition of her willingness to go above and beyond in her service to the blind and low vision community and to people with disabilities in an effort to make the paratransit ridership experience more accessible. So congratulations, Kathy, and thank you for everything you do. And we thank Kathy for taking time out of her evening to join us. Yeah. So, Andrea, if you want, go ahead and go to doing your publications work. And Kathy, if you're able to get unmuted, then just I'd say I'm going to step in here. I know I'm not running the meeting, but I'll step in and say, Kathy, if you're able to get unmuted, just holler.
Yeah, just interrupt me. Just interrupt.
We'll come back to you.
Okay, I'm going to talk for a minute anyway. 4 years ago, when I had the honor of being chosen to edit the happenings, by Gabe and Sarah and Linda Perel, I found out that being on the publications committee went with that job, and I didn't know that. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a fish out of water. Well, I've had the honor of working with some fabulous people, and I want to acknowledge all of them. My co-chair at present, my co-chair is Sarah Harris. Within the next few months, we'll probably have a new co-chair for that committee, but I intend to stay as co-chair along with whoever's the new person. And the committee members, Susan Glass, Michael Keithley, David Mandel, and Lynn Nishihara. I couldn't work with a finer bunch of folks. And remember, everybody, that the BC is your magazine. Susan and Michael are the editors, but it is your magazine. And we like to award people who submit articles to that magazine. We have two awards this evening. The award for the best first-time article goes to Elena Thomason for Worst Trip Yet, which appeared in the winter 2023 issue of the Blind Californian. The plaque reads as follows: presented to Elena Thomason on behalf of the CCB Publications Committee on the 6th day of April 2024. I don't know if Elena is here. Elena, if you're here, would you raise your hand, please? I don't remember seeing her.
I was going to say, I've glanced through the list a couple of times here, and
remember. I think the other person may be here, possibly. The award for the best written article goes to Christy Crespin for making that last-minute adjustment when Plan A fails, which appeared in the fall 2023 issue of the Blind Californian. And the plaque reads as follows: presented to Christy Crespin on behalf of the CCB Publications Committee on this 6th day of April 2024. Congratulations to both of you. Christy, if you're here, would you raise your hand, please?
I think I saw something this morning that Debbie Armstrong sent to the list saying that she just heard that Zoom, when you reach a certain number and in the evening, their server has more problems. So that may be part of why
I didn't see that, but
having problems. It was on the CCBL list. She sent it, but
I'll have to look again.
If it's true, then it does help explain why we've been struggling these last few days.
Hi, this is Kathy Sajan. I just want to thank you all very much. This means a lot to me, and I'm very humbled.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. And Kathy, we will want to get your address. I think I might have your work address written there, but we will be sending you the plaque without wording that we had. So we want to thank you.
Well, thank you. And I love what I do. I'd like you all to know that. I live and breathe pretty much paratransit. I just have all really enjoyed doing the service.
I was super impressed last year when I went to Sacramento and used Sacra to Go. I used it three times. I used it to go from the airport to the hotel. I used it to go to Jeff and Leslie's house, and I used it to go from there back to the hotel or back to the airport. And I was very impressed with the level of consideration and caring that they showed. I was not sure where to go to get my initial ride, and they found me, even though I may have not been in the right place because I don't live in Sacramento. They were very gracious about it. And the driver basically told me, we would not leave you. We would make sure we found you, which is not always the case here where I live. So I really appreciate the level of dedication to their service.
And I believe Christy is unmuted now.
I am.
Congratulations, Christy.
I'm very happy. And I, you know, I started writing and I thought I'll just write one article, but you guys have seen more from me and I really appreciate it. I hope I can do more and thank you for this award. I really appreciate, and I don't know. I just appreciate you very much for thinking of me. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, Christy. Thank you for your submission and keep on writing.
I will. All right.
Okay. And I don't think Elena is here.
I don't think so either, but we'll give her a call and let her know how she has won an award.
May I jump in for just a second here? I hear a rumor that we may be missing a bunch of our ACB Capital chapter members tonight because it is one, and I'm going to go ahead and say this. I didn't ask permission, but I'm going to say it anyway. It is one Richard Rada's 50th birthday party tonight. So, happy birthday to Richard!
Happy birthday, Richard!
Enjoy the party out there, y'all.
Happy birthday, Richard. Hopefully he'll listen to the recording.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully.
Or maybe that's what they're doing at the party. They're like,
well, I know there's some, some people. I've gotten some texts. I do know there are some people listening in their ears. But hey, Richard, if you're hearing this, I don't say this to many people. Hopefully you're hearing this on recording and hopefully you're not listening to our convention during your birthday party. All right, my friend. Happy birthday. All right, there you go. Sorry, I just wanted to jump in on that and figured this might be an appropriate time to jump in with that.
And I think next up we have Guillermo giving an award. Am I correct, Andrew?
I believe you are correct. Go ahead, awesome. Mr. Robles.
All right. Wow, this has been really a lot of fun, and it's been nice listening to the memories that you all have shared during the forum. You will all excuse me if I start to hack and cough and getting over a cold. But one of the things that really ran through is something that we're going to really honor tonight, and that is family. And I think it's really nice when we can involve our family in the cause. And at the same time that we're involving family, we are educating and they're learning through us and seeing what we do. And, you know, as some of you have said, this starts from a very young age. So this award that I'm going to present is the Community Service Award. And today we are honoring a mother and son. So this nominee is the president of her local chapter and serves in the leadership of her local Lions Club. She also helps at a local food pantry. And every month she's always organizing an outing for a group of people who are blind or low vision. So accompanying her is her son, who is 19. He graduated high school and is now taking a break to help his mom with all of her human services projects. He helps his mom in many of these venues when they go out, and he's always making sure that, you know, people aren't being left behind, and reading correspondences and doing some of the driving. So I think that's pretty cool. He is never assuming or condescending, but he's always wanting to know what he can do first before offering any type of assistance. His willingness and his willing attitude and intuitive spirit demonstrates that he and his mother deserve the Community Services Award. So our nominee, in light of all of her service to her community and to CCB chapters and affiliates, also deserves to share this award with her son. Dorini mentors people wherever she goes, young people, those just beginning the difficult journey of sight loss, and those who are in need of CCB. She finds value in each member of the chapters and affiliates where she provides leadership. She uses her own vision loss journey to empower others, embodying the very heart of CCB. This is why we feel Dorini Dobbins and her son Ali deserve this award. The plaque reads, 2024 CCB Community Service Award, presented to Dorini and Ali Dobbins in recognition of their service to people in their community who are blind or have low vision. Congratulations, Dorini and Ali. Is Dorini okay in the audience?
Dorini, if you're here, raise your hand.
As I'm looking, I don't see her name in our list.
So hopefully, Dorini, you're listening out there on ACB Media 8, and congratulations.
Great job, Dorini. Wonderful job. Story.
And whether you're listening now or whether you find out about this when one of us talks to you, congratulations. And
great job,
thank you for everything you do.
All right. So next up is the Chapter of the Year Award. And as Gabe said, a lot of our folks in Sacramento are at Richard Rueda's party, or they're working, or they got stuff going on. Joe is so sweet, Jose Verde, as I call him, to have recorded the Chapter of the Year. I don't know who it is. I don't think any of us know who it is unless somebody peeked at the recording, but I did not. So, without further ado, Steve, can you reveal?
I have not listened to it, but I will play the recording.
And gentlemen, my name is Joe. I'm your membership chair. And this time of year is our big event, the Chapter of the Year. Now, we did add the Affiliate of the Year award this year, but we didn't have any applicants for that. So hopefully we'll do better on that next year. However, as of right now, I want to say thank you to the following membership committee members: Christy Crespin, Vivian Younger, Jamie Gibson Barrels, Pamela Hill, Larice Diamond, Nellie Emerson,
Dorini Dobbins,
Artist Basin, and Shana Ray. Thank you to you all for another year of great work. As I always say, I wouldn't be able to do anything without my committee, with all the great ideas that they bring. Of course, me as the chair, I don't vote on Chapter or Affiliate of the Year unless there's a tie, which in this year it was not. So I will announce the 2024 Chapter of the Year Award, and it will go to the ACB Capital Chapter of the California Council of the Blind. Congratulations, and I'll see you next year.
Well, congratulations, ACB Capital Chapter.
Yay.
Well, we know where they are.
Right? I know, right? They're all out celebrating their award.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
They've done a lot of party.
A lot of work up there in Sacramento. That is great. All right. So here's another big one. And I heard Guillermo gets to give this big, huge award away, and that's pretty cool. So, Guillermo, you wanna go on with our Hall of Fame award?
Yes, I will. I don't know how to do this because right away we're gonna know who it is. But I came to know this person a couple of years ago, kind of through committee work, and this person has always been just a very good voice of reason. And I've always appreciated the opinions and the guidance and the sage advice that this person would provide. And I really hold this person in high esteem. So it's a great honor to be presenting this award to this honor to this nominee. So, my Braille display just jumped.
love it. Technology is great until it doesn't work.
Yes.
You know, I think this person that's getting this award, you know, if one thing I think both Guillermo and I can learn is you know, to adapt and to move forward when technology isn't doing what you want.
Yes, exactly.
To do
and this person has been, you know, really adaptable when it comes to failing technology. Anyway, for their years of service, here we go. As chair of the publications committee, the committee that doesn't suck. As longtime board member and secretary, as longtime member in the San Francisco chapter, where she helped manage the Student Education Access Grant, C-Grant, for her work with the women's group and with California Library Users of America, California Council of the Blind Hall of Fame, presented to Linda Perel the 6th day of April 2024 for her years of service and dedication and ongoing commitment to fulfilling CCB's mission and core values. Congratulations, Linda Perel.
Thank you, Guillermo. I was really sad to see her go, and I wish she was more involved with us, but I understand life goes on. But we were
all sad to see her.
Lista lost a, and she was a real mentor to a lot of us.
Did she join us tonight?
I hope so.
I didn't see her.
She it's might be on late. ACB Media, but okay. I don't see. Well, I've looked in the list.
To my shiny, sparkly friend.
She would have been. I did send her the Zoom link. So, Linda, if you were not able to make it, hopefully you're listening, and it was hard to keep this a secret from you.
We didn't even mention like all her committees and resolutions and scholarships.
Yes, exactly.
And she was my fellow girl on resolutions.
That's right.
And then I brought in Regina. I'm like, come on.
we heard from David about Winifred Downing the other day in one of our recordings, and I don't know how many times I sat in resolutions and with well, Winifred was on that committee for a while, but I don't know how many times I heard you know, Linda say, "I'm gonna channel Winifred on this one."
And that wonderful accent of hers, it just makes her sound so classy.
Well, she always is. She is classy.
She's totally classy.
She's a very
classy. She didn't just sound it.
Yeah, no, but she sounds classy.
She embodied that. So anyway, congratulations, Linda.
And I want to thank Linda for teaching me how important it is to be curious. Because it is. It's important to be curious, to ask questions, to, you know, want to know more about things that affect your life. And, you know, she really gave that to me and the mentorship that she gave me on the publications committee. So thank you, Linda. We love you.
And we are the committee that doesn't suck.
Definitely.
It even says it on our Zoom invite for our meetings.
I love it.
It does. It is the committee that
And I love stuff. That Linda came up with it. I really do.
We do have an area code 415 with a raised hand also.
That might be her. That might be her.
Pressing her fingers.
Is that 415 area code, Linda?
Woohoo! All the way from Westbrook, Maine.
Hi, Linda.
Yay!
When that lovely boy called me this afternoon, I wondered what it was he was asking me to come for. And I feel so bad that I missed the entire convention. And here I am now being awarded for my work. And so I miss you guys terribly. And even though I thought I might quietly slip away, you're clearly not going to let me. And clearly I'm not going to go. So
oh, good.
You've got me forever. Sarah, yeah. I want to be in your closet of advisors whenever you feel that you want to tear your hair out. I'm still available for conversation.
Oh, I love it.
And everybody, I miss you guys terribly. And I am humbled by this award. So what? There's no plaque for this, right? Remember how, you know, some of the publication winners don't want to receive plaques anymore? Is there a plaque for this? I hope there isn't. There's just a plaque on the wall of the office, right?
Maybe we'll send you a medal instead of a plaque.
We're going to
send you a life-size plaque, Linda.
No, maybe we'll send you something other than a plaque. Yes.
I'd like an edible plaque. If that's
chocolate. Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, a chocolate plaque.
We'll see what we can do.
What kind of edible?
That's a great idea.
Your president and first vice president-elect will work on this.
Oh, definitely.
Very cool. All right.
It's so good
love
to hear you.
Thank you. Well, love this has you, been a treat to hear this banquet, and you all sound great. And
you do too.
I'll still be around.
Congratulations, Linda, and I'm glad you were able to join us tonight.
Thanks.
Hey, do we want to allow the 916 to talk?
Sure, why not?
Hello, I'm Natalie. I just wanted to mention that I'm calling in from Sacramento this evening. I'm not at the party, but I was out earlier with a couple of friends, one of them being my friend Venus, who her husband Charles passed away. But I just wanted to come in and say hello.
Oh, and did you hear that your chapter, ACB Capital Chapter, won the Chapter of the Year Award? Did you hear that, Natalie?
Yes, I did. Yes. I sure did. That's great. I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm happy with the chapter, the president, and everything. I would say as long. Excuse me. You have a drink of water real quick. As long as I've been here and in the chapter, right? I would have to say she's the best one, best president. I would have to say that. I sure would.
Well, Natalie, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
yes,
thank
we
you
do.
Very much. Hope everyone's doing good out there. Hope everyone's doing good. I think I'll go on mute and have some strawberries.
Enjoy.
All right. Enjoy.
And hopefully Josh is able to.
If anything else, I'll do it again. Raise a hand again.
Right.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Joshua Sanders.
I don't know if that's Joshua. Is that Joshua?
Yeah. It is.
Okay. I'm speaking, actually, but I want to say that if my hand was raised, it was not intended. My apologies. Okay.
It's the Zoom gremlins tonight.
Yep, that's
maybe,
right.
Maybe it's all of the folks that we've been talking about. Maybe they're visiting us. Like,
that's why
like,
I didn't acknowledge it.
They're like, you guys and your technology. Oh, gosh. All right. Well,
Kathy was the one who always said, remember the people who don't have technology. We have to know. And she was right. I mean, really, truly,
maybe
she was.
Maybe it's her. You never know. That's for sure. Oh, my goodness. Well, Andrea and I, we want to thank all of the committees that work on the awards, on our publications committee, Mike and Susan dug through all of the issues to present us with a couple of folks. Of course, we have our awards committee and then the membership committee as well. It's not easy to pick these things, that's for sure. And we want to just continue to have people submit. We think it's really important. I also want to take a moment right now to thank our convention planning committee. I want to thank my co-chair, Andrea, who stepped up to the plate. I have been not well, and she has jumped in and saved the day in so many ways on so many things. And I truly appreciate it. And
thank you,
what
Sarah.
What a great team member you are. It's amazing. The crazy blind lady and the crazy cat lady. Hey, here we go.
That's us.
That's us. I also want to thank Rob and Alice Turner for all of your work and dedication that you do as well, and your great ideas and your support of my crazy ideas. Larry Gassman, you are awesome. You always try to get me with your devil's advocate, but I always try to get back at you and say, no, we're going to do it. We're going to try it. And you just go, okay, we'll try it. Steve Bauer, I really appreciate all of the times that you jump in and you help us out with technology and with making sure that things are in place. It's so important. Regina and Joe, you guys have both been very, very important to the committee. Regina, I really want to thank you. I hope you're listening to this in the recording. For all of the hard work that you did with your team for the Hall of Fame. It's really, really cool. I said, hey, I want you to come up with something for history. And, you know, and then they took it and they ran with it and did something great. It's really amazing. Pam Metz, I love Pam. Pam is amazing. Pam comes up with really, really great ideas. She has really been championing the smart aging resources that we really want to continue that series and have it be something on a regular basis. If you guys missed it this morning, we had a great presentation with HICAP, and we missed out on 2-1-1, but hopefully we can get her back at another time. Let's see, Phil Overgon. Phil is our silent but wonderful, mighty person that, again, he deals with our sometimes being like, hey, this is late, but can you hook us up? Can you put it online? And then he quietly like edits and cleans it up and makes it all pretty. And I really, really appreciate all that you do. And Jean Lozano, all of the wisdom that you bring from your years as being the convention committee chair, I think is so valuable. Jeff Tom, I love all that you bring. And then you'll say, like, I have this idea. And they're like, well, no. And then I say, well, it sounds good. And we go back and forth. And it's just so much, so much fun. Jamie Gibson Barrows, my dear friend. I know that you didn't get to participate a lot this year, so I'm sure that Andrea is going to get you busy for the next coming year for sure, and all of your fun ideas. And our very own Lisa Presley Thomas, you are a super shiny star as always, and I love you to pieces. Guillermo's kind of in the background, and you know, he comes in at the end when we need all of these things recorded and taken care of, and it's a whole lot of work. It really is. It's a whole lot of work, and I really appreciate all of you. And I swear, Andrea, did I miss anybody? I hope I did not.
And, sir, we have one more raised hand in area code 916.
That's Gene.
Yep, Gene. Let's bring him up.
Hi. Gene Lozano. I want to congratulate the incoming members of the board, and congratulations, Sarah, on becoming the president, and Guillermo as first vice president. And I also want to congratulate all the recipients of the various awards. And as the first vice president of the ACB Capital chapter, I want to thank you for the chapter of the year. I was hoping that Regina, as president, who's worked so hard, would have had an opportunity to accept the award. And the Hall of Fame, if I could just say something, the Amon Rockman, who was one of the Hall of Fame people from the past, but not too far in the past, a few words were said about him last evening, and I thought I'd like to add something. Amon, he, with Michael Williams, started the Compton chapter as a part of the Associated Blind of California, and got the blind and low vision community and that community involved in many community activities. Amon was a community organizer, I guess you could say. He had his finger in everything, and he was a doer. He was not a person that just talked about something. He did his research. He made inquiries, and he would network to the people that could make changes. And one of his significant things that he did was that transportation was a big issue for members of the blind and low vision community in the Compton area. And they, at the time when this occurred, back in the 70s, 80s, he got a group together, met with a taxi company, and started a program for people with disability, a discount service for traveling through the use of a cab service, way ahead of his time. And I just didn't want things to go by without him being acknowledged. And he was a key last comment. He, at times when the Associated Blind of California, when we had our conventions down in Southern California, he sometimes was chosen as a convention coordinator for that convention, because the way the structure was, chapters would bid a year in advance to put on a convention, either in the South or the North. And there was a competitive bidding with hotels involved in the whole process. And Amon sometimes would organize a coalition of chapters down there to put on a convention there. And he then would bring out the community, especially when it came to volunteers. And I'm not exaggerating. He had sometimes at least 200 volunteers, if not more, constantly being present. And so I just wanted to say a few things about him. As you know, a member of the Hall of Fame is somebody who has significantly changed the direction of the chapter, the state organization, and how it appears to the mainstream of our California society. So thank you very much for your time.
And thank you so much, King, for adding that. That's some really cool stuff. I think you had shared that with me before, and I'd forgot about it till right now. So thank you so very much. And thank you for all that you do for CCB and have done for many years. All right. So I was thinking, Lisa. Are you
Don't there? Hurt yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, are you saying that because I'm blonde? So I was thinking, you know, since it's the banquet, why don't we?
No.
Oh, we got somebody.
There's no thinking here.
I think you're thinking what I'm thinking.
To double up the door prize?
I was gonna think that, or we have one of Leslie's generous C's candy cards.
That's right. So let's do that one, and then let's do a doubled up one.
Okay. So let's first do a $25 gift certificate for C's Candy, generously given by Leslie Tom. I'm going to shuffle this wheel up really, really good. Okay, let's roll. And the winner is Darlisa Ware. Congratulations, Darlisa.
Woohoo! You get some chocolate. That's awesome.
That's beyond awesome.
I know, right? You gotta win the other one.
I know. I want chocolate. Now let's double up. We're going to do $50 gift card, generously given by GSGDHI and San Francisco chapter. And the winner of $50 is Andy Baracco. Congratulations, Andy.
Andy has won twice at the convention. Andy. He must have some luck going on. Woohoo. That's great. Andy, you know, you could buy us all some things candy.
I'm down for that.
I know, right? Lisa deserves it, and I'll go sit with her and eat it. I like the Scotch Mallows, by the way.
There you go.
All right. So, friends, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow morning we have our business meeting at 9 a.m. And come, be ready, be awake, be excited, all that good stuff. I also want to remind folks that hospitality will be open a little bit after we close here. So just be a little patient on us getting it opened up. And Andrea, you're going to open it up for them, right?
I can. I didn't know I was supposed to, but I can certainly do that.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
I was going to say, where's Andrea? Did she already go open it up?
Yeah, no, I'm here. Sorry, I was in the wrong window.
This is Christy Crespin. Yes, we were Christy. Supposed to, membership committee was supposed to have a hospitality room tonight, and I recognize that Joe is not
just
available.
Announced this. Were you? I was going to open it for you.
You're going to open it?
Okay. Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear. Cause my
it's okay. It's
doing
okay.
Crazy things.
It's okay. So,
So
how
I'll just
long
go
do you want me to wait? When do you want to start it, Christy?
I'm going to go in about 2 minutes to my computer.
All right.
Well, we got to wait till we finish here. We can't open it.
Yeah, as soon as we're done here, we'll start it right away. I didn't know if you wanted to wait like 15 minutes or something, but we'll start it right away.
Nah, we'll lose people.
Okay.
No, Joe had announced last night at the end of the meeting that he wasn't going to be there, so there was plans in place for that.
I think I missed that.
And Andrew, no, that's okay. Sent you a text, and I was hoping you had seen it.
I'm sorry.
We didn't know at the time that of who was going to be opening it.
No, I'll do it. No problem.
No, I'm just saying that Joe had announced last night that he wasn't going to be able to be there.
Yeah, because of the party they're doing.
Thank you, Andrea, for doing that, whether you had gotten the request or not.
It's okay. No problem.
If they won't let me do it, and it says, no, Sarah, you're not allowed to open
no,
up.
No, you need to go rest. Yeah. We don't want you in we don't want you to end up in the hospital, so you need to go rest.
Oh. Yes, I am going to go rest. I will not be in hospitality, but I hope everybody has a great time.
And Sarah, please do rest and get yourself healthy enough to be with us and not in the ER or something tomorrow morning.
Right.
Thank you.
Do we have another recording?
I think we do.
Oh, yes, we do.
That's what I was going to say.
Sorry. Okay.
Hold on. You're ahead of me.
My apologies.
It's okay.
Doesn't happen very often, I'll tell you.
No, you were ahead of me. And so by popular demand, we're going to close this out tonight with the song of reunification.
This song of reunification had its first public hearings during the 1985 convention of the American Council of the Blind. The words and music are the inspired creation of Dr. Leonie Jenkins, slightly edited with the wholehearted consent of the author-composer by John DeFrancesco. It was written in celebration of the forthcoming merger or reunification of the American Council of the Blind of California and the California Council of the Blind, scheduled for November 8, at which time these two state affiliates of ACB will become one large state affiliate under the name of the California Council of the Blind. Most of the members of this choral group are members of one or the other of these two councils. And in November, we will be fellow members of the new CCB. The first 10 bars of this song are a kind of dialogue between the councils, logically culminating in the desired togetherness. This is the text of our song, the song we are about to sing. We have a load to carry. Your load looks like our load. We have a road to travel. Your road's going our way. We have a song to sing. We hear you singing. Sounds a lot like our song. We found that we can talk together. We found that we can walk together. Roads don't seem so rough together. Jobs don't seem so tough together. We found our tunes can blend together. We found old wounds can mend together. Now let's join our hands together. Now let's take our stands together. Now no longer you and we. Now we're one strong CCB.
Now let's join our hands.
What a lovely way to end it. Thank you, Sarah. What a great way.
And thank you, David, for sending me that a couple of years ago.
Who was that before they sang? Do you know who that was?
I cannot think of his name right now. He's one of our Hall of Famers. Somebody help me out.
Great voice. It sounded a little like Oral Miller, but I didn't think it was him.
No. I'll think about it.
Okay. I'm going to go open that room.
I am totally blanking on the name. I knew it at one time.
Jay? Wonderful voice.
Gene.
Gene, there we go.
Francesco.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, yes, was him. That's okay. It. All right.
Yes.
Okay, folks. I'm going to open up hospitality.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. See y'all in the morning.